Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a chopped, modulated vocal hook from scratch in Ableton Live 12 and shape it into something that feels properly old-school jungle, proper DNB, and still modern enough to sit in a real drop. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, vocals are not just lead lines. They're rhythmic tools. They can punch like percussion, answer the break, tease the bass line, and create that raw human energy that makes a section feel alive. Especially in jungle and darker DNB, a vocal chop can act like another drum, another hook, and another bit of tension all at once. So don't think, I need a perfect sung vocal. Think, I need a phrase with attitude, a short line, a shout, a spoken word, a ragga-style phrase, even a breath or ad-lib can work if it has character. The shorter and cleaner the source, the easier it is to turn into something memorable. Let's start with the vocal source. Drop your phrase into arrangement view, and trim it so you've got a useful 1-4 bars of material. If it needs warping, turn warp on and choose the right mode. Complex Pro is usually the safest choice for full vocal phrases because it preserves tone better. If the source is very percussive or you actually want that chopped, stuttery character, beats mode can be fun too. Now set your tempo for jungle or old school DNB energy. Somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM is a sweet spot for this style, though you can push a bit higher if you want a sharper modern feel. The important part is that the vocal lands musically. Find the first strong transient or syllable, place your first warp marker there, and line it up with bar 1. If the end drifts a bit, add another marker near the tail, but don't over-edit every tiny syllable. A little human movement is good. In fact, in DNB, it often makes the chop feel better against the break. Once the vocal is aligned, it's time to turn it into a playable instrument. The quickest route is slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice by Transient if you want Ableton to catch the natural hit points, or Slice by Beat if the phrase is already rhythmically steady and you want predictable divisions. Ableton will build you a drum rack full of simpler slices. That's perfect, because now the vocal is no longer just an audio clip. It becomes something you can perform and sequence like a drum break. If you want more hands-on control, you can also load the vocal into Simpler manually in slice mode and build the chop performance yourself. Either way, the goal is the same: make the vocal behave like a rhythmic instrument. At this point, tighten the slice start and end point so the attacks are clean. Use small fades if you need to avoid clicks, but don't soften the transient too much. In jungle and DNB, the front edge of the chop matters. That's the part that cuts through the break. Now we build the actual rhythm. Create a MIDI clip and program a 4-bar phrase that feels like it's talking to the drums, not sitting on top of them. A strong starting idea is to place one short chop on beat 1, then another on the offbeat or the end of 2, then leave a little space, and bring in a response at the end of the bar. In bar 2, repeat the idea but vary the ending. In bar 3, create a gap. In bar 4, add a quicker run or a pitch-shifted response that leads into the loop again. That spacing is really important. A lot of producers overfill vocal chops, but in DNB, silence is often what makes the hook hit harder. The drums are already busy, the bass line is already moving, so the vocal should punctuate the groove, not crowd it. Let the break breathe. Now let's shape the tone. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal, so the low end stays clear, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz depending on the source. If it sounds muddy, carve a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's sharp or harsh, gently tame the upper mids around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The goal is to make room for the kick, snare, bass, and break while keeping the vocal readable. Next, add movement with auto filter. A low pass filter with a bit of resonance works great here. Try automating the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars so the vocal opens up over time. For example, start it fairly closed and slowly sweep it wider as the section develops. That gives you tension and release without needing a whole new sound. Pitch is another great tool for this style, but use it with intention. A lot of the time, one strong pitch move is more effective than constant pitch jumping. Try one response chop an octave down for weight, or one chop an octave or fifth up for tension. Even a small shift of 2 to 5 semitones can be enough to make a repeat feel fresh. The key is to make the pitch movement feel like part of the hook, not random decoration. Now we make it sound like DNB instead of a clean vocal edit. Add saturator and give it a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. If needed, use soft clip to keep the peaks under control. Saturation helps the vocal cut through a dense break-heavy arrangement, and it adds that slightly gritty, sample-like character that suits jungle really well. After that, Use delay or echo for throws at the ends of phrases. Keep it rhythmic, maybe an eighth, dotted eighth, or quarter note depending on the groove. Filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the low mids. And here's the important part. Automate the delay only on phrase endings or turnaround moments. You want the throw to feel special, not constant. Reverb should be used carefully. In Density NB, too much reverb can turn your vocal into fog. Keep the decay short, maybe around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, and use a bit of pre-delay so the vocal stays up front before the space blooms behind it. Dark, controlled reverb is the move here. Atmosphere, not wash. Now for one of the best parts of the process, resampling. Once the chop feels good, record it to a new audio track using resampling. This is classic DNB workflow territory, because it lets you commit to a vibe and start editing the result like a sample. You can reverse one phrase, pull one chop out as a fill, stretch a single hit, or create a pickup into the drop. This is where a lot of the magic happens. When you resample, you stop thinking like a mixer and start thinking like a sampler. That mindset is huge in jungle and old school DNB. You're not just arranging a vocal, you're turning it into a record-style phrase. Once you've printed it, automate the arrangement so the phrase evolves over time. A loop that repeats unchanged will get stale fast. Instead, think in sections. Start with a filtered, distant version in the intro. Open it up as the build develops. Bring in the main chopped hook at the drop. Then maybe change one bar halfway through the phrase so it feels like a response or a new chapter. For the final bar of each 8-bar section, you can throw in a delay tail, a reverse pickup, or a pitch shift to lead into the next part. A good trick is to treat the vocal like a question and answer. One phrase can be dry and direct, then the next phrase can be more spacious, lower in pitch, or drenched in delay. That back and forth creates instant movement. It's simple, but it works every time in drum and bass. Also, don't be afraid to use velocity in the MIDI clip if you want more performance feel. Stronger chops can hit harder, softer chops can sit back a little, and if you map velocity to filter or volume inside Simpler, you can make repeated notes feel much more human. Tiny changes matter. Moving one chop a 16th late, shortening a tail, or swapping the final syllable on the last bar can make the loop feel alive instead of copied and pasted. If you want extra attitude, try layering a very quiet lower octave copy underneath the main chop. Keep it narrow and filtered so it doesn't take over, but it can add a bit of menace. Another good move is to reverse one chop and place it before the original. That's a classic old-school pickup and it works beautifully before a drop or switch up. A few things to watch out for. Don't overchop the vocal until it loses identity. The listener should still catch the phrase or at least the shape of the hook. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't ignore the drums. And don't overdo pitch shifts all over the place. One memorable pitch move is usually better than 10 random ones. As a quick recap, the process is: choose a vocal with attitude, warp it carefully, slice it into a playable instrument, build a rhythm that locks with the break, clean it up with EQ, give it motion with filtering, add grit with saturation, use delay and reverb in a controlled way, then resample the best moments so you can edit like a proper jungle producer. Your goal is a chopped vocal hook that feels tight, gritty, memorable, and locked into the groove. Something that could sit in a drop, carry a switch up, or tease the listener before the drop lands. For practice, try making one 4-bar vocal idea today. Keep it simple. 3 short chops, 1 longer chop, 1 silence, and 1 response at the end. Echo, filter, and saturation. Automate the cutoff. Resample it. Reverse one hit or move one hit up or down an octave. Then compare the original and the printed version and keep the one that feels most like a real DNB hook. That's the mindset. Treat vocals like rhythmic material, shape them with intention, and let the chop become part of the arrangement. That's where the jungle energy lives.